It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Perhaps no botanical common name gives a sense of place and popularity more than the term Pinx, used to identify several members of the genus Dianthus, which itself includes more than 300 species of plants. Carnations would probably be most recognizable, and they have all the markings of members of the Pinx clan: bright colors, exuberant and plentiful blooms, and most also sport a sweet, spicy scent. History takes us back to the 13th century, when they were listed in the records of Catholic monks, and they were probably the most popular resident of early-day English cottage gardens, where their sometimes sprawling growth patterns were welcomed to help form masses of color and fragrance between the garden gate and cottage doorway. This popularity helped develop a type of dianthus called cottage pink, which can be found in single or double flower forms. Though many perennial pinks have pink blossoms, some will flower in red, white, or sometimes yellow, and the common name doesn't refer to the color of the blooms. Rather, it calls up the jagged edges of the petals of most types, because they look as if they were cut by pinking shears. And this delicate and raggedy look sometimes is mirrored in the finely leafed silvery or blue-green foliage. Their growth habit can range from sprawling to tidy, with flower stalks at 6 inches or topping out to 20 inches, depending on the cultivar. And the wide range of titles for various types of pinks can give you a clue to their equally wide geographical popularity. In addition to cottage pinks, you can find maiden pinks, perhaps the easiest to grow, superb pinks that are considered the most fragrant and thus most attractive to hummingbirds, the Amur pink, named after the Amur River in Siberia and thus very cold hardy. My favorite name is probably Cheddar pinks, named for Cheddar Gorge, their original home in England, which is also the source for the name of the famous cheese. As you can see by the variety of home places for pinks, they can be successfully grown in a wide variety of soils, temperatures, and weathers. They can be annuals, biennials, or perennials, with a lifespan of up to 5 years before needing to be replaced or reseeded. Given their three basic requirements, sun, good drainage, and a slightly alkaline soil, most pinks will prosper in our High Plains gardens. They register a tolerance for USDA hardiness zones 4 through 7, with low temps between minus 30 to 0 degrees Fahrenheit. And there are some alpine pinks that will bloom in zone 2 and survive winter temperatures down to 50 below zero. On the other side of the scale, a dianthus pink called Telstar thrives as a long-season bloomer that can take the heat and humidity in a far south zone 10. Other pluses when considering the stalwart and hardy pink include a relatively long blooming period. Most varieties bloom for a month or more, though hot weather can cut the length of bloom time a bit. But in cooler climates, pinks have been known to bloom for pretty much the entire summer growing season. They don't seem to be bothered by many insect pests, and many cultivars will repeat next year's blooms by reseeding or by lending itself to propagation by cuttings or dividing existing clumps. So plan now to add some old-fashioned flowers into the mix of your flower bed, and soon you'll most likely find yourself robust and healthy and in the pink.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.